So here are some examples of that middle T that's very soft tapping kind of sound. Little, water, after, voter, metal, bottle, pedal, rated, auto, meter, cuter, motto, suited, beautiful. Okay, then four. I'm calling it the disappearing T. So the tongue is up behind the upper teeth, but hardly any sound comes out. And you will find this sometimes before a final syllable that is pronounced as sort of a syllabic N, like mountain, mountain. In British English, sometimes this is replaced with a glottal stop, but not in American English. So, for instance, in British English, it might be mountain, mountain, and your tongue doesn't even go up there where the T is. Mountain, mountain, mountain. So your tongue will go forward for the N at the very end, but not for the T. Mountain, mountain. But typically in American English, it'll be like mountain, mountain. So your tongue does go up there, but it just doesn't make much of a sound. You could be very proper and say mountain. I see the mountain. And that's totally okay. But in conversation, especially when it's a long sentence or whatever, let's go to the mountain tomorrow and hike. Mountain. Same thing with these other words. Cotton, fountain, brighten, certain, rotten, curtain, carton, lighten, button, eaten, frighten, forgotten, kitten, whiten. Five. TR blends. So you're going to see the T with an R. In some regions in the U.S., it's going to sound like tr, ch plus R, tr, tr. And it's produced like tr. So your tongue is back a little further, tr. Whereas the T is up behind the teeth, the CH is sort of in the middle top of your mouth, and you push hard. Tr, tr. This is how I pronounce it. This is how a lot of the United States will pronounce it. There are some places where they will actually do a regular T plus R. So, for instance, tree, tree, like I would say tree, they would say tree, tree. You can hear the difference with an actual TR, tree, tree. It's more natural and it's easier to say it like a CHR, which is why a lot of people do it. Tree, tree. And this is because your tongue doesn't have to travel that far back for the R. If you start in the middle of your mouth, less distance to go, right? Tree. So here are some examples of where the TR might be pronounced as a CHR. Metro, trip, train, matriarch, straw, training, trademark, pedestrian, astronaut, tradition, contract, destroy, instrumental, electronic, distracted, transcribe. Okay, then we have the TH, but TH is always a different sound. TH is its own thing, right? Th, th, or the, the. So, didn't list it here because it's kind of its own sound. But anyway, there's five different ways to pronounce that T. And in our next video, I think we'll be doing some practice sentences for the T sound so you can practice this a little more. So if you like this, please subscribe. Thanks and have a great day.